Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
In the middle of the brisket bracket madness that has been going on, got a chance to go to the Box Bakery in Pearland and try some of their food, and also got the amazing story of how they came about. Josh, one of the owners, wife of Gene, Alex the cooker. You all met Alex because of softball. Your girls played softball together.
Yes. So Alex did not like sandwiches. And so he was like, hey, can I cook for y'all next weekend? I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? Came out with this full spread of barbecue. I think it was pulled pork sliders, to be exact. Came out, brought it out. And everybody fell in love with it. And it was just amazing.
But there was actually a really important thing that happened that brought you all together that started the Box Bakery. Korean kitchen. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so during our venture of people coming to taste test and trying to get their feedback on all these things, we had a crazy event that happened here. Everybody knows Harvey happened, which actually wiped out Alex and his wife's house. So they ended up they didn't know what they were going to do. So we said, hey, y'all come move in with us. They lived with us for 9 months. And my wife and his wife, we like to say sister wives. So, they came, they lived with us for 9 months. They're all their kids as well. We have five kids. They have, one, two, three, four kids. So we're all bunched up in a one house. But we made it work. We cooked, we cleaned, everybody did everything together. We started even putting more ideas to
And that's where this happen. Really started.
Yeah, that's what this really started. So we connected even stronger then. And so we got together. We started talking about getting a place. During that time, she was selling cookies and brownies and cakes all through November and December, which actually helped us get this place financially. Uh-huh. And so we ended up here, and today is actually our third year, and we're really enjoying it. And like I said, a lot of blood.
It's your anniversary?
Yep.
of the shop, the Box Bakery and Kitchen's anniversary.
Yep.
Is that right?
It is. And actually, today was actually a fun day, especially with y'all interviewing us. So it's been great.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I love how it is. Well, we love it. And can I get an amen this morning for their anniversary at the Box Bakery and Kitchen? Can I get an amen for y'all today?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love celebrating good news like this. If you ever have good news to celebrate, you can call us 713-881-5500 here on The Bull.
Just got those George Strait tickets for you. We do. And we have another code word for you to get in to win coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. George Strait, Parker McCollum at Kyle Field. Your next chance to get in is at 7 a.m. here on 100.3 The Bull. Well, tonight on the big bracket, the Houston Cougs play in Dallas. They're taking on, what'd you call them the other day, Puke?
Puke.
puke. They're taking over.
I don't think there's anyone I hate more than puke.
Really?
Yep, that's the hated team.
Oh, man. My best friend is a big Duke fan.
Oh, I wouldn't like him.
Houston is taking on Duke tonight in the big bracket. But the bracket that we really are concerned about is the brisket bracket.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think, Mo, by the way, mm-hmm. you would be healed if you had more brisket in your diet.
Let's go.
So there's a couple of places today that you can vote for until 7:30. The two matchups yesterday, Eric, were a couple of heavyweights in there.
You mean the ones that are ending today?
Yeah. They can vote for these until 7:30 this
yes,
morning, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's not just yesterday. It is right now. And if you love the restaurants Rogel's Barbecue,
yeah.
or if you love Pinkerton's Barbecue, okay. if you love either of those two places, you're dropping the ball.
Okay.
Because they are both losing right now. So Rogel's is losing to Corkscrew. If you look at the overall votes on Facebook and Instagram, The Bull Houston, Rogel's is losing to Corkscrew in
okay.
both fights.
Okay, got it.
Now, in the Pinkertons versus Brett's battle,
mm-hmm.
The total votes are still putting Pinkertons behind Brett's.
Mm, even though Pinkertons looks like it's winning on Instagram?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Thanks
okay.
for doing the math for us.
Yes. Total votes, though, you really need to step it up for Pinkertons.
So this is like moving into the fourth quarter here if
Dang.
It were a basketball game, like, mm-hmm. or a sports event. This
yes.
is like, this is the last 1 hour to go with the voting.
Yeah, but don't compare it to sports because Eric doesn't like sports.
I like sports fine. What are you talking about?
You told me you're not watching any of the sports that's on TV this weekend.
Well, I can't watch the Astros because I don't have the chance. Or whatever that yeah. you watch Stros on.
AT&T Net?
Yes.
They call it something else now. It got renamed.
Oh, yeah,
did it
get renamed. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, I don't have that.
You
That's
have
the
space.
Only game I care about this weekend of all the games.
Okay. All right. So, well, the games we care about, again, the voting goes on for an hour in the brisket bracket. We're looking for the best brisket voted on by y'all. Okay, at the end of this, we love to be able to turn around and say, don't come at us. You all voted on this, all right? We got the trophy ready for the brisket bracket, everything, but you got to vote today because it's the last of the matchups in our Meat 16 in the brisket bracket. All day today, we're giving away George Strait tickets. We have another code word coming up in just about 10 minutes. So if you didn't get your tickets yesterday, this would be your chance to get in. But we were just talking about it. There's so many George Strait songs. If you had to pick out one song right now that described your love life, one George Strait
wow.
song that describes your love life right now,
okay.
what would it be? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Mo, you have one?
I do.
Yeah?
Do we want to know what it is? I do.
I pulled up like the full list of songs just so I could like kind of look, reminisce, throw back a little bit.
Yeah,
let's see. I'm looking at the same list.
He wrote a lot.
Eric, you think
of
about
love
it.
Songs.
Think about. Do you have one? Hang on. Let me check with Joni in Huffman, Mo, while you're thinking about
okay.
yours. Joni in Huffman, what's your George Strait song that describes your love life right now?
Just Give It Away.
Give It Away.
What? Tell me about your love life. Because I just like hear that.
That's it. It's better not to even fight.
Okay, just give it away. I don't want to fight over this stuff.
Just give it away.
Okay.
You're not personally giving it away. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, I went a little different on that, Joni.
And if you are giving it away, just stay on hold real quick.
Yes.
Good morning. Yes. It's the morning bullpen. What George Strait song would describe your love life right now? Hey, good morning.
What's up?
You got to talk to me.
Not familiar with that song.
Neither. Did you pick one?
Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk, or maybe they're listening on the radio. Don't listen on the radio because it's like 30 seconds behind.
George, look at all these love songs. There's so many.
Yeah.
So what would be yours?
Do you want to play it?
What? Sure, Mo.
Okay.
How do I know what to play, though, until you tell me what the title is?
Well, there's so many to choose from.
We're going to see how fast you are, George.
Okay, all right. So tell me the title of your George Strait song.
Easy Come. Easy Go.
I've never been more in love with you.
Easy Come, Easy Go. It's a George Strait song.
Do you want to know something?
I don't think I want to play that song.
It's a good song. What?
That was literally mine.
No, was it really?
I'm not even kidding you. Based on recent events.
Why did you ask us to do this? and expect us to be serious.
Well, I thought you might say something like crotch my heart or fireman or something.
If
like
my
that,
wife is listening to this, she is laughing harder than she's ever laughed.
Stop.
Ever.
And we may not be here on Monday on the radio.
We love
our
show.
A lot of guys.
It's fine.
Well, yesterday when the first inning was done, I was like, okay, here we go, everybody. Astros had a good first inning, a good launch. Actually, it was a really good game yesterday. The Astros just wound up losing at the end. And the throw that beat them, Mo, I'm not including Eric in this because he doesn't like watching the Astros.
No. What? What are you talking about? I love the Astros. I just don't pay for the whatever this.
It's called
TV.
The Space City Home Network.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't pay for it.
I don't have live TV at all.
How deep is your love, Eric, for the Astros?
So how could you get it? Is there any other way?
I just check the scores. Like, I'll check in live and see how it's going. I'll watch the highlights. If you've got the MLB app, they'll do the replays.
Mm. Yeah.
So you can watch it as it's happening, but not live.
Well, the throw that beat the, or kept the Astros from coming back in the ninth inning was something.
Impressive.
But you might want to rethink, unless you're just like really crazy sports fan, about going downtown tonight, because it's going to be really crazy here. We have, I don't know how many people in town for the Houston Open, the Texas Children's Houston Open.
Holy moly. So that's happening at Memorial Park, right?
Memorial Park, okay. Right, exactly.
So, and it starts, like, doors opened, I want to say, at like 6:45 this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, they get started early.
Get in there. Yeah. You know, mimosas, stuff like that. Or golf. I mean, it's golf. And then this evening, though, that's when things start to get a little frisky downtown. Astros, 7:10 first pitch. So, you know, happy hour. Everyone's going to get dinner before the game. 7:30 is Madonna at the Toyota Center.
Now, wait, wasn't she there last night? She's doing two nights.
Get it, girl. Okay, and Madonna can be at the Toyota Center because the Rockets are in Utah.
Oh, okay.
They're on a heater. Is that what you call it in basketball?
That's
a
what you
heater.
Call it. Yeah.
8:30 is their game. So people are going to be watching that at the sports bars, right?
Yeah, they've won 10 in a row.
8:35 is tip-off of U of H Duke basketball game. That's in Dallas, so there's not going to be a crowd, but there is a viewing party downtown tonight.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That's what I was thinking. In the last viewing party they had, had a bunch of people. So,
yes.
Yeah. So, it's going to be, actually, it's going to be fun.
So fun.
If you like being down there, and it's like, you don't have any excuse that it's not something fun to do this weekend.
No. In it, there's something happening. So, you know that Avenue of the Americas is where they're doing the watch party? Well, right next to that, they have that outdoor skating rink, roller skating, and they're doing a Beyonce night at the skating rink. So, I'm just like imagining different sides of the lawn.
So, I found my activity.
What I'm saying is there's something for everyone.
Yes. I get to wear my shorty shorts and put on my roller skates and dance to Beyonce. Come on.
Eric's going to wear those little, like, bright green shorts.
Yeah, short. You go do your sports. I'll be over here singing Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. Nothing like Eric in nylon shorts. If we didn't ruin your breakfast this morning. Go Astros. Go Cougs. Go Rockets. Did I cover everybody?
Madonna. You forgot Madonna.
Oh, and go Madonna. Go Madonna. Vogue, yay,
girl.
Team.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Didn't get your George Strait tickets on sale yesterday? We got them for you. Another code word coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Bull. 10-minute tune happens with you. Your suggestions, as Mose likes to say, as weird as they are, we love to hear them. And if Eric likes one of your topics, he'll go out, write a song about it, come back and perform it all in 10 minutes. That's why we call it the 10-minute tune. But you got to tell us what you think he should sing about.
Michelle's on the phone in Jacinto City. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hello. I think snoozing the alarm.
Ooh. Snoozing
like
the alarm.
You snooze the alarm, and then next thing you know, it's 20 minutes later, and you're rushing to get your whole life together.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much 10 or 15 minutes difference in the morning makes in your life, isn't it?
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Especially with three kids.
I was going to say, do you have kids? You have them with you right now?
Yeah, I do. It's actually my son who wanted to call. He's 7.
Oh, what's his name?
Caden.
Caden. All right, Caden, we're going to write this topic down today, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, we need topics, though. We need things that Eric's going to like this morning. 713-881-5500.
Israel is 11 in Houston. Hey, Israel, what should I sing about?
Sadly, my brother had to get dropped off, but he wanted to sing about toes.
Wait, your 11-year-old wanted to sing about toes?
Yeah, my little brother wanted to sing about toes.
Oh, no. Like in a gross way?
Yeah, like, please elaborate.
Yeah, he wanted to sing about how some are long, some are short.
Oh. Oh.
How some have hairs.
Oh.
How some have, like literally no nail. Or some of them have the most nail you could see.
Yes. Wow, 11-year-olds have quite the imagination, don't they?
Yes.
Or he has family members that have some pretty gross feet.
Okay.
One or the other. I'm not sure. Yeah. All right. I'm going to write toes. Nasty, gross, hairy toes down.
Okay.
And we'll keep that one, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Grayson is in Freeport. Grayson, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Oh, like crawfish and like eating the juices out and sucking it. And the brain and the spices in it.
Why is it so much weirder when Grayson says it?
No, it's so much better. I'm hungry.
How old are you, Grayson? Listen to parents. How old are you, Grayson?
I'm 10.
10 years old, and you know about crawfish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. What else do you like in your crawfish?
Corn and sausages.
Yeah, there you go. Corn, sausages,
mushroom,
potatoes.
Bro.
What do you think Eric's singing about crawfish today?
Absolutely.
The season is now,
right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, all right, Grayson, we're going to choose you, okay?
Okay.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
We are going to choose this one today. We'll find out what Eric can do with crawfish. Coming up here on The Bull.
Have a good day.
All right, the voting has closed. We'll have the results of the big battles in the brisket bracket. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull. Right now, it's time to find out how Eric has done creating a 10-minute tune. This is where you give him the topic, and he has to go out and create a song and come back and perform it all within 10 minutes, Mo.
Yes, and sweet, sweet Grayson from Freeport suggested this song.
Oh, like crawfish and, like, eating the juices out and sucking it, and the brain and the spices in it.
I loved his description.
Really laid it on thick, didn't he?
Yeah. So Eric went out to create a crawfish song.
Yeah, makes me a little nervous.
You know what? I feel like we need that though. A little crawfish here.
I'm down. Let's go.
It made me hungry talking about all the crawfish. Mm-hmm. Eric, back in the studio.
Hello.
How'd you do?
I did okay. I think I did okay. This one goes out to my son Ford, who's 5, mm-hmm. and just last week discovered that he likes crawfish
for
the very first time.
Okay.
It was like a big deal in my house.
Okay, so does he like it because it's messy or does he like the taste of it?
He loves the taste. He had me pull him open and I sort of put all the tails in a bowl for him and he loved it.
Well, some kids like, you know, some kids... Some kids like just the playing around with it kind of thing. So,
oh, yeah.
In the style of?
I like it. I love it.
All right. It's today's 10-minute tune.
When I first laid eyes on those creepy, crawly, tiny lobsters, I gagged and refused. That's disgusting, I said at first. Well, my friend said, boil them, peel them, suck the heads. I said, those things don't even look dead. I finally did it at a boil party. Ate spicy crawfish and OMG. Now I like it, I love it. And now I'm mud bugging crayfish, crawdads. Call them what you want. And I don't know what it is about these little crustaceans, but I like it, I love it. And now I'm mud bugging.
I see what you did there. All the different names. Okay. Mud bugging. Okay.
Wow.
There we go. Grayson, I hope you liked that one this morning. As he's talking about sucking the brains out.
Stop it.
All that kind of stuff. So, a crawfish song. You can download it today. You can get it as part of our podcast. Just go to themorningbullpen.com. Oh, and I thought maybe we could do a little comparison. How did Eric do on his song compared to this one here on the Morning Bullpen? All right, another shot at George Strait tickets coming up on the hour. 8 o'clock this morning, you'll have your next chance to get in with a code word. So keep it here on the Bull. Did you know that today is Mom and Pop Shop Day?
What?
It's to celebrate all the mom and pop businesses that are out there. And I feel like we're kind of doing that with our brisket bracket here on the Morning Bullpen. We've been doing our brisket bracket, our meat 16 of the best briskets in the Houston area. And we're whittling it down, and we have some results this morning. Eric, you want to give, first of all, the results of the matchups that we started on yesterday.
Okay, we are on a hunt for the best brisket in all of Houston. So all of these nominees came from Bull Nation, over 700 nominations. And the final two games of, what's it called? The Meat?
The Meat 16.
Okay, only Mo can say it, though, remember?
Yeah.
The Meat 16.
Oh, yeah. It's so much better. Pinkerton's versus Brett's. And... Brett's has taken it away.
Okay, very nice.
Now, yes. Where's Brett's located?
I don't know where Brett's is.
Wait, that's not the one in Katy?
It is. Oh, yes, absolutely. Like, it's close. The one over by Katy Mills.
Yes. It's not far from you, right, Mo?
Yes.
Okay.
Ish.
Then Rogel's versus Corkscrew.
Oh, this was a tough one, yeah.
Corkscrew was the reserve grand champion last year.
Okay.
Against Rogel's, and Corkscrew has moved forward.
Very nice.
Very well done.
Proud of y'all.
Corkscrew, very well done.
Okay, so now it's not the Meat 16 anymore. Those are our final battles of the Meat 16. What do we move on to?
We move on to the I'll Eat 8.
Oh, wow.
Instead of what? What is the,
Instead
the real
of the
one?
Elite Eight. Okay. It's I'll Eat
right,
Eight.
Right.
And so we have eight teams left. This is the I'll Eat Eight. And we have two matchups that we're doing today in this. We're launching this morning.
Okay, so moving on. Cats versus Old Bucks. Both have huge responses. I will say that these are two of the biggest responses we have had to voting so far.
Wow. Is Cats. And they're facing each other in the I'll Eat
Dang,
Eight.
Dang, okay. It's about to get crazy.
And then it's Coops versus Blowin' Smoke. And everybody sort of fell in love with Blowin' Smoke story when we had them on.
So.
All right. And on the phone, we usually like to talk to at least one of these small business owners. So we have Robert and Ernie from Cats, the number one seeded team in the brisket bracket.
The number one seeded team left in the I'll Eat Eight. So you got to put that in there, Eric.
Dang,
you
y'all. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the brisket bracket. What did y'all think when you saw your name on this bracket this year?
And first of all, this is awesome. You know, we've seen a big increase in business this week. And, you know, we love y'all doing that, supporting small business.
Well, we were talking about the fact that we love doing that and being part of this. Tell us the story of Cat's Barbecue.
Yeah, so Cat's was started in 2016 by Mr. Andrew Steiner and Kazuo. And they're original owners, and just recently this year they decided to retire.
Oh.
And my family and I, which we're locals, you know, I graduated from Santa Fe. We have small businesses here in town. We heard the news, and we knew we had to step up. We have a passion for barbecue and just cooking in general, so this was the perfect fit, and it's been a good response so far. And We're loving it.
You're not kidding.
You have a passionate following, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is everybody online seems to love Cat's Barbecue. What do you think it is about your small business that makes people so rabid for it?
Man, Santa Fe is kind of a different place. You know, we're a small town surrounded by big giants, and we're real tight-knit, and people will go out of their way to support the local businesses.
I love that.
We do love that about Santa Fe.
Yes, Santa Fe is a nice place to be.
Okay, I do have one more question that has been burning in me for over a year now, since we started the brisket bracket. You are Cat's Barbecue, and it's spelled out barbecue, right? Other places have BBQ. For instance, Truth BBQ.
Right.
Fair.
Why? Why the two different distinctions?
I think the original owner, Andrew, he's from the East Coast.
And oh,
I think
that's how okay.
Pennsylvania.
Regional thing.
Okay.
Okay, right. I didn't realize that. That's so really fact. There's no difference in barbecue versus BBQ.
I think it's just a regional.
Okay.
Just a regional thing. Okay, I was thinking maybe you paid by the letter and you were too, the other places are too cheap to pay to spell it out. That's
rich.
What I said.
Leave it to George to think about how to save money.
It's like, okay, it's going to cost you $1,000 to spell out barbecue, or I can do BBQ for $250.
Oh,
I'm taking BBQ.
Yes.
Hey, listen, man, good luck in the I'll Eat Aid, okay?
All right, hey, we appreciate it big time.
All right, so we're launching them today. Give us the two battles again today, and you vote in the stories.
Today is Cat's Barbecue versus Old Buck's Barbecue. Both of them spelled out barbecue for the record.
Good to know.
And then we've got Coop's Barbecue Kitchen and Catering versus Blowin' Smoke Texas Style Barbecue.
All right, and if you have any questions about how to vote and make your voice known for the best brisket in the brisket bracket, you just let us know. We can help you out here on The Bowl.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Megan is in Montgomery. She's trying to take $100 off Mo, and Mo knows country. Here's how you win the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse, and it's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Megan, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Megan, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started, okay?
All right, get out of here, Mo.
Luck, Megan.
All right, Megan, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, she should have known it would be trouble, trouble, trouble. Last week, Reba had to shoot down the rumor that she called this star a brat. Who was she talking about?
Taylor Swift.
Question number two. Country Music Hall of Fame announced this star would be inducted one day after he passed away back on February 5th. Can you name him?
Debbie Keith.
Question number three. In 1990, Rhett Akin's son, who's now one of the biggest stars in country, was born. Can you name him?
Thomas Rhett.
Question number four. Today, Act 2, Cowboy Carter is being released. Some called it her country phase, but this artist says this is not a country album. It's a who album?
Beyonce.
And question number five. Darius Rucker almost didn't record his number one hit comeback song because the writer, a long-haired, long-beard, unknown singer at the time, sang the demo too well. Can you name the writer of that song?
I have no idea. Chris Stapleton?
Okay, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against. And also to let Megan know what, Eric?
Mo, can you remind me how many the yesterday's caller got right?
All of them.
Megan did too.
This is the worst.
Megan, you got 5 out of 5.
This is the actual worst.
She's probably just as surprised as we are, though, because the last one had a big question mark at the end.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
All right, Mo, let's see how you do here. Can't give you the results till the very end.
Gosh.
Question number one.
Yes.
She should have known it would be trouble, trouble, trouble. Last week, Reba had to shoot down a rumor that she called this star a brat.
Oh, it was Taylor Swift.
Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Country Music Hall of Fame announced this star was going to be inducted one day after he passed away back on February 5th. Can you name him?
Toby Keith.
Question number three.
Okay.
In 1990, Rhett Aiken's son, who's now one of the biggest stars in country, was born. Can you name him?
Thomas Rhett. Ah. 1990. Oh my gosh, I'm old.
Question number four.
Okay.
Act two, Cowboy Carter's being released today. Mm. Some are calling it her country phase, but this artist says this is not a country album. It's a who album?
A Beyonce album.
Oh. And question number five. Darius Rucker almost didn't record his number one hit song, Comeback Song, because the writer, who is a long-haired, long-bearded, unknown singer-songwriter at the time, sang the demo too well. Can you name this writer of the song?
I'm going to guess Chris Stapleton.
Mo, you were correct on number one.
Taylor.
That was Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Correct on number two, Toby Keith.
Okay.
Correct on number three, Thomas Rhett.
1990.
Correct on number four, Beyonce.
Okay.
But question number five.
Long bearded, good singer.
It was Chris Stapleton.
Oh, God bless America. I hate that crap. Why do we even play this game?
Megan, that means she kept her money because she also got all five.
That's okay. It's all for fun.
It was fun, Fame. You did great today. But you know what you got to say?
This is Megan in Montgomery in Mono Century.
She does. And we'll play it again Monday morning. Can you take $100? Find out on Mono's Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.